This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government revises hierarchy of federal ministers. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives endorses bill relating to transitional justice. Parliamentary Committee directs government to form an independent committee to probe aviation safety standards. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey pledges to swiftly initiate reforms for aviation safety. And Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus sworn in as interim Bangladesh leader. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauwdiel, on the recommendation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, has revised the hierarchy of federal ministers. According to the spokesperson of the Office of the President, Sailaja Regmi Bhattarai informed that the hierarchy of the members of the Council of Ministers formed on July 15 was revised under Article 76, Sub-Article 9 of the Constitution. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the bill relating to transitional justice. A meeting of the committee held yesterday endorsed the bill to amend the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons Act 2071, Vikram Sambat. The task force formed to find a consensus on some provisions of the bill had submitted its report to the government on Wednesday. The bill was passed by the committee along with the understanding of the task force regarding it. The International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to form an independent investigation committee comprising experts to probe the status of the implementation of all aviation safety standards. A meeting of the committee yesterday directed the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to form an investigation committee to recommend actions against those involved in the wrongdoings and ensure policy reforms. Committee's chairperson Raj Kishore Yadav said that the ministry was directed to probe the status of the implementation of aviation-related laws and international practices. Likewise, the Parliamentary Committee has directed the government to immediately table the bill formed to integrate and amend laws relating to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and the Bill on Nepal's Aviation Services. Furthermore, the committee has directed the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to submit the reports of the committees and task forces formed by the government in the past on plane crashes, aviation safety and aviation regulations. Meanwhile, speaking in the committee meeting, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey said that the government was serious towards enhancing air safety in Nepal. He informed that preparations were afoot to develop an action plan for resolving the problems of the aviation sector. The government has decided to form a talks team regarding the acceptance of a $20 million grant and $10 million loan assistance proposed by the Asian Development Bank to implement the Climate Resilient Landscape and Livelihood Project. Unveiling the decisions of Wednesday's cabinet meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government spokesperson Prithvi Subba Gurung said the meeting also agreed to entertain a memorandum of understanding for the grant assistance of around £38.5 million from the government of the UK to implement the resilience, adaptation and inclusion in Nepal. Similarly, the government decided to scrap directives related to the appointment, condition of service and facilities 2080 for the appointment of a National Security Advisor to the National Security Council. Furthermore, the government also formed a three-member probe commission under the coordination of a senior pilot of the Nepali Army, Subhas Thapa, to investigate the incident of the Air Dynasty helicopter crash. In the meantime, autopsy has begun of the bodies of passengers killed in the Air Dynasty helicopter accident that crashed at Suryachaur of Sivapuri Rural Municipality in Nuwakot District on Wednesday. A Nepali pilot and four Chinese nationals were killed in the crash. Manager of Air Dynasty Balkrishna Pandit said the coordination is being established with the Embassy of China for carrying out the post-mortem examination of the bodies of the Chinese nationals. The Nag Panchami festival, which falls on the Shravan Shukla Panchami as per the lunar calendar, is being observed today across the country as per the time-honored tradition. The festival is marked by worshipping Nag, or the snake god, and pasting a picture of the snake god above the main door of the house. It is believed that sticking the picture of the snake god safeguards the family from snakes and scorpions, fire and lightning. Nag Puja is believed to have started in the Vedic time, and Nag is considered the king of the snakes as per the Vedic tradition. Special pujas are being offered at Nag Pokhari and Taudaha in Kathmandu, Siddha Pokhari in Bhaktapur, and several other ponds and shrines across the country today. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all government offices to run a mosquito search and destroy campaign. The spokesperson at the ministry, Prakash Burathoki, said the ministry has urged all government and non-government organizations as well as hospitals to maintain cleanliness in and around their premises every Friday, given the rise in dengue cases. The ministry has also directed to conduct vigilance and awareness programs about dengue infection in their respective offices. Police have arrested a foreign national with 6.24 kilograms of cocaine on Wednesday. Police spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki said police from the Narcotics Control Bureau nabbed Latvian nationals Ivars Walters from the arrival area of Tribhuvan International Airport Customs Office with cocaine, which was hidden inside a suitcase. Further investigation was underway after obtaining permission to extend the remand from the District Court Kathmandu on a drugs case. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus has been sworn in as Bangladesh's interim leader, vowing to uphold, support and protect the constitution. The 84-year-old took an oath at the presidential palace in Dhaka, along with more than a dozen members of his new cabinet, vowing to perform his duties sincerely. The decision to name Professor Yunus as chief advisor of the interim government followed a meeting between the President Mohammad Shahabuddin, military leaders and student leaders. More than 400 people are reported to have died after protests seeking to abolish a quota system for civil service jobs began in July. The United States, Egypt and Qatar have released a joint statement calling on Israel and Hamas to resume negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The statement said the three nations had forced a framework agreement that had only the details of implementation left to conclude. Israel said it would send negotiators to the proposed talks, which are penciled in for 15 August in Doha or Cairo. Hamas did not immediately respond. The renewed diplomatic push will be seen as an attempt to stop regional tensions from spiraling out of control after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated last week. Iran, blaming Israel, has vowed to respond through Israel, though Israel has not commented directly on the killing. Amid fears of an attack from Iran and its allies, Israel's security cabinet met in an underground bunker on Thursday instead of its usual meeting place, Israel Channel 13 reported. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashim province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the all provinces today. The division for the states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated in its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.8 degrees Celsius with 15.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Government revises hierarchy of federal ministers. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives endorses bill relating to transitional justice. Parliamentary Committee directs government to form an independent committee to probe aviation safety standards. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey pledges to swiftly initiate reforms for aviation safety. And Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus sworn in as interim Bangladesh leader. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.